Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I just never heard it pronounced that way before.
Have you? I've never heard that either.
Got to be creative.
Hey, man. Got to mix it up a little bit.
I like creative. That.
You know what I'm saying? Like that haircut.
We're going to get that. Oh, okay. All right. Shun. Yeah.
And also, you know, my...
Burn.
Exactly.
Burn.
You took that ball and threw it all the way to the other end of the court, man.
We appreciate all comments. You can just send them to Pat. And also join us is Juan Paul Ramos.
Yeah, Juan Paul. I'm here. Hello.
Hey, man. I am telling you today, we are going to be hopefully encouraging you, but also informing you. We have a lot of things have happened since we've been on the air last, but one is a prophetic word. I mean, several prophetic encounters. You know, we laughed earlier this last couple of weeks about the summit in South Carolina in Morningstar about flying around, you know, that, you know, Rick Joyner, if you talk, no, Rick Joyner read his books. And, and of course, when you're in a dream, you can do about anything. And, but, you know, God begins to speak to you, and he was speaking to us, and he said, I mean, this is like grown folks sitting in a room and we're listening. We're listening to Mr. Personality himself, right?
Right.
Okay, we're going to talk now, right? And which one? Oh, thank you. Thank you.
The one with the billboard.
Yeah, right. Sorry. And I didn't know which one your hair was pointing at. And so, you know, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, is saying, we're going to talk about some serious things going as well, but he said that we're listening to him. We've all come from around the world. We're sitting, he goes, you know, I was just taking a nap and I was flying around this place. And nobody blinked, you know, nobody. I mean, no. Because everybody, the most, I think about, you know, Teresa in Houston. And she, you know, you remember Teresa and her husband there?
Yeah.
James, actually, Teresa and James. And give a shout out to you this morning, Teresa, in Houston. But she didn't blink. And she texted me the other day. She goes, you know, I'm prophetic. I think everybody there was kind of prophetic because nobody blinked at the fact that I was flying around the room. But it was pretty interesting. I got to say, I had a dream.
So tell us.
Well, I can't tell you too many things, but I was not touching the ground. Okay. And so I got to pray about what that means and everything. No, I wasn't in a plane. And, but I can say I did not see Rick Joyner. I didn't see his navigation
system.
Hey, Rick, how are you doing, man? You doing good? Also, I want to say a big shout out, and I'm so excited for Pastor John Kilpatrick in Mobile, actually in Daphne, because they are having the grand opening, the dedication day for their new facilities right there in Daphne, Alabama. You know, they've been meeting in the Mobile Convention Center, and what's so cool, if you go to the website, their website is... CH Presence, I believe, or Church of His Presence.
ChurchofHisPresence.org,
or go to johnkilpatrick.org and get to it. But when you see the map of where Church of His Presence is located, if you zoom out a little bit, you know how it is today. And you can see it's like right to the right of Apostle Isaiah's word from Nigeria, the Bay of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I would guess just glancing at it, and it is Google. But I did. I was talking to Ashish in Israel, in India, and I said, that looks like it's about 8 hours. He goes, exactly. I was looking at you know, how to get from prone to the coast in India, and I guessed it exactly right. Isn't that amazing? Right. Anyway, if you have not heard, you've got to go to the VFN Torch, and hopefully that's going to be related today somehow. You can see it, but you can go to the VFN Torch to see it anytime. Also, for our partners, don't forget, we have a special interview that we had just for you to say thank you for standing with us. It's available right there in our partners area. Of course, you just go a partner for any amount whatsoever. We have a lot of things available for you. We have teachings. We have the specials. A report from the summit, as a matter of fact, is there. Mm-hmm. And also the green room. And we're just going to keep giving you, just saying thank you. And it's just special offerings to say thank you to all of our partners who stand with us, because if it wasn't for our partners and sponsors, you know, wouldn't be here. And if you have not yet gone, go to VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors. They're great. I mean, they're just really great people. Think about it. They're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel. Mm. We need to do business with people who do business with God like that. That's in our community, right? That means God will bless our community when we have businesses that will stand up like that. So make sure you swing by there and be able to visit them. The government, and this is allegedly because we don't have verified information on this other than an employee who headed it up for quite some time. But James and Kechara Bradford were in Pensacola, in East Pensacola, last week. Mm-hmm. And they were looking for a home, and they happened to see a builder who's building in Pensacola, but he used to build, he was just building in Washington, D.C. And you're going to hear a report. You're going to be, I don't know if you're going to be shocked, but you're going to be really surprised. Your eyes are going to be open in the point of, they know what's going on, it appears. Everybody in Washington knows what's going on, and they're using your tax dollars to be able to take care of themselves. But this is the thing about it. They're not telling you.
Wow.
They're not telling you. I got a phone call the other day in my office, and the phone call is like, everything you said, it's exactly what's happening. It's like, well, yeah, I'm not saying it. It's what God is revealing to us in dream and through wisdom. And I mean, Kamal, if you have not seen Kamal Saleem's, you know, segment on VFN TV, you got to see it. And it was so cool. You know, our social community network goes all the way around the world to see all of our, you know, Arab friends and our Indian friends and the Middle Eastern friends that just, you know, connected to his testimony. And I'm excited about even more about talking about his book in the future as well. But it builds a 5-year vision about where things are going. And he hangs around with people who flies around the room. So you probably want to know, right? But anyway, big shout out this morning to Kamal in Texas.
In fact, you can find
in Tennessee, actually.
In Tennessee, you can find that segment on The Torch. It's called Watch. Former radical jihadist Kamal Saleem speaks on VFN TV about America's enemy and how Islam is targeting the church and the Jews, part 1 and 2. You don't want to miss it.
And that was a shocker thing, wasn't it? It's like, okay, back up a little bit. I didn't realize that. Well, we did, but we were hoping we were wrong.
Right.
But it was kind of a hint when you saw Pastor Hagee's church
San Antonio.
San Antonio. Y'all remember that we have that on the VFN Torch. Yeah. Talk about that.
Yeah, that was really interesting because Pastor John Hagee was preaching and teaching, I guess, in his church, which holds, I think, 16.
It was Israel. They were promoting Israel there.
20,000 people. I mean, it's a very large facility. And right in the middle of his talk, people just started standing up, and they started attacking the Christians in the church verbally. And then, you know, the ushers would run and kind of, you know, address that one person or those two people and get them out. And then a few more minutes would be, you know, he'd continue to share, and then someone else would pop up in another area of the facility shouting and screaming and saying derogatory things towards believers, and then they'd get those. And this went on, I don't know, over a long period of time. But they didn't know who was amongst them in this entire, you know, church building. Right. And it just kept popping up, popping up, popping up. I mean, that's very, you know, disconcerting when you realize that we need to know those who are among us. We need to know our brothers and sisters who are sitting right next to us. Because at any given moment, those that want to do the church harm can infiltrate us and be right among us. And
The whole thing is, you know, when you think about it, because we get back from the break, we're going to be showing, you're going to see this happening. Mm. The thing is, we just have to wake up. I mean, how many times do we walk through life looking down? Mm-hmm. I mean, and if anything, you know, as Christians, we should look up.
Yeah.
You know, our redemption is up, not down. Mm. It's not horizontal, it's vertical, right?
That's right.
And, but we just look down. I mean, how many families don't even relate to each other because they're looking down at their digital devices, they're looking down at whatever they're doing, and they don't even look to the person next to them. Mm. I know for years when I was a minister inside of a particular church that just loved God, but everybody was such, it was like sand. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my responsibility in ministry was to introduce somebody who sat beside each other for 10 years.
Wow.
You know, Bob, this is Jim. Jim, this is Bob. Hey, how you doing? And so I would say, hey, you need to... You need to come get involved in this men's thing. You need to come get involved in this Promise Keepers thing or this small men's group thing or something like this. And he would go, one of the guys would go, oh, I'm just so busy.
Right.
And then his wife would corner me and go, dear God, please stay after him. He sits in that lazy boy chair all day and does nothing. He's driving. He needs God, right? And I'd go back to him and be like, man, I'm just so addicted. I'm so busy. I can't get to it. When we get back from this break, and we're also going to talk about the based on this report, allegedly, that, you know, you'll hear James and Kichara Bradford talking about their encounter with a builder of safe houses in Washington, D.C. Reports are the government is building safe houses for themselves in Washington, D.C. with your tax dollar, while we aren't even being told what's about to happen on the earth. More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
In the book of Acts, in the city of Jaffa, the apostle Peter had a vision. This vision ultimately led Jewish believers to share the gospel of Jesus with people of all nations, all over the world. As the Christian church became increasingly non-Jewish and tragically even anti-Jewish, its roots were largely forgotten. This sad fact led to great persecution of the Jewish people, resulting in great Jewish resistance to the gospel. Now, nearly 2,000 years after Peter's vision, the gospel is coming back to Israel, even back to the very place where Peter's vision occurred. The city of Jaffa is now included in the larger city of Tel Aviv, home to over 3 million Israelis. Very few know the good news of their own Messiah. Tel Aviv is expected to grow significantly in the coming decade, making it a prime spiritual gateway to all of Israel. Dugit Ministries, a ministry of Jewish believers in Jesus, labors to bring the gospel back to the people of Israel, back to the people from whom we trace the human ancestry of Jesus himself. Operating out of rented facilities, Dugit has served the people of Tel Aviv faithfully. In spite of resistance to the gospel, the Israeli government's negative view of messianic ministries, and the exorbitant cost of real estate in the city. All of this has led to complications in finding a rooted home for this ministry to take place. Dugit now has the opportunity to purchase a permanent location right in the heart of Tel Aviv. This will allow Dugit to focus on their evangelistic efforts and no longer be subject to eviction. This new home will cost $1.5 million. Without the option of borrowing money in Israel, Dugit must raise the entire sum from supporters like you within 2014. The Bible says that those who bless Israel will be blessed.
Shalom, I'm Avi Mizrahi, director of Dugit Ministry in downtown Tel Aviv, Israel. I want to thank you for helping us to put our roots down deep in the heart of our nation's largest city, Tel Aviv, Israel. As you can see, our need is great, and our time is very short. If you ever consider donating to Dugit, or ever considered blessing Israel, let me encourage you, this is the time, is now. You know, in Romans 9, the Apostle Paul says that he is grieved for his lost Jewish brethren, that he will even give up his own salvation to see them saved. It's hard for me to imagine giving up my own salvation for anyone. I'm not asking you to give up your salvation for the people of Tel Aviv, Israel. I'm not even asking you to move to Tel Aviv. But I'm asking you if you would prayerfully consider to write a check and give us a donation for the Dugit's effort right here, this time, here in the land of Israel. So please help us in such time as this to bless Israel for the kingdom of God. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Shalom.
Can teachers lawfully promote a particular religion in public school? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
You know, I'm concerned about the powers that be when they say that we can't talk about Jesus in the schools. How come the Constitution uses the expression in the year of our Lord, and we're denied that ability? Teachers themselves should be able to promote Jesus in the schools because of the Constitution.
You know, the Supreme Court has drawn a distinction between the kind of what we would call state action, which is the teacher speaking, versus the students. The students clearly have the right to have Bible studies, prayer meetings, share their faith, evangelize, events like See You at the Poll. That can take place without any constitutional problem. The difficulty is for teachers. The teacher is deemed under existing Supreme Court law to be the actor of the state. They cannot evangelize, or what they call proselytize, their faith without running afoul of the Constitution.
Stand with us and join the American Center for Law and Justice at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to go right to an encounter that took place at John Higgins Church in San Antonio, Texas. And they were standing for Israel. If anybody is leading the charge for Israel in America, it is Pastor John Hagee with Christians United for Israel and all the representatives in different states and regions and cities. We're just so thankful for CUFI. We stand with CUFI ourselves. But this is a video that the protesters put out. So obviously it's going to be a little leaning that way. But realize what happened. They were gathering. And the thing about, we got to remember this, that maybe I'm talking to you, you're that guy that looks around going like, you know, we need to be smarter here. We need to know who's coming amongst us.
Yeah.
And I bet you bottom dollar, although I don't bet, John does, that he doesn't, that your pastor, if you hold your pastor, I'm concerned about the security of the flock and why you're actually teaching. Is it okay if me and a few guys or ladies, whoever, you know, begin to talk and figure out how to have security for our church? Because, you know, when people are closing their eyes and praying, we don't want them, you know, they're sheep, you know, same way the shepherd would. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't want them hurt. I bet you. And there's a lot of different ministries out there now that just teach you how to do it. I think we have a segment on that on VFN Torch, how to think security-wise. But here they are, just a normal meeting, the way you have them all the time. And in the midst of everybody in that particular fellowship celebrating Israel, and this is the big thing. You need to know who's amongst you. You need to. How can you walk together unless you agree? And so take time to meet the person next to you. And we can't just assume they must be. You know, most of us live our life and go, you know, they're not like your neighbors. Remember your neighbors up in Jersey?
Yes.
Oh, they're kind. They're nice. They're not terrorists. And
of course, they were terrorists.
They were terrorists.
They got arrested at John F. K. Kennedy Airport.
Yeah, I know. And finally, you know, they got rid of that video. You having a meal with them.
The outreach.
I mean, you just don't even know because people are people. Mm-hmm. You can't stereotype a particular person, but you can know who. And as being, you know, he says, you know, that we're supposed to protect. He says, Paul says, I warned you day and night that the wolves would come in amongst you and devour you, even from your own number, which means we have to stay on the wolf patrol. Mm-hmm. We have to constantly do that. And look what happens right here. And you think it's over when they immediately start getting the first one that stands up. And now imagine if these particular protesters had a chemical, had acid, had some sort of weapon, had a knife, had some sort of thing that they could have harmed, because they were right there next to the body of Christ. They were right next to this lady who loves Jesus, you know, and had her kids there, right next to a father, right next to children. And look what happened. Watch this.
On this Sunday, churches across the nation and around the world will unite in prayer and action for the state of Israel. This coming Sunday, May 15th, is Christians United for Israel's annual CUFI Sunday. Christians rather than persecution.
Sit down. Sit down. Yeah. Yeah. We're delighted that you came. Now sit down.
What you're seeing here, just so you know, that this is a Christian church. This is Pastor John Hagee's church in San Antonio, standing up as you do as a fellowship of believers coming together, boldly standing for Israel. And look what's happening, one after another, in the midst of their crowd, people that you would assume that's a believer, that's in agreement, they're not in agreement, and they're standing up, and just thank God that they didn't have weapons, they didn't have... And we want you to continue watching this, but I'm showing this... We're showing this not to scare, but just to inform.
Absolutely.
We need to know how we got to begin to open our eyes up and say, you know what? We need to pay attention. Who is the deputy or the police officer or the security officer in our fellowship? We need to begin to develop a strategy to make sure that, we got to know those who labor amongst us. Let's continue to watch this so you get a good idea of what we're talking about. So what you're looking at, and hearing those that are on radio, you're listening to a typical gathering of Christians where we're gathering together and we're focusing on, you know, loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. I mean, of all the gatherings, it's John Hagee's gathering, which he's not soft at all.
Oh, no.
And they were scattered throughout the entire congregation.
Yeah.
When we get back from the break, we're going to talk about this because... We have reports, allegedly, that the government, and this is not that, this is none of that conspiracy stuff. This is one of the ones who's been building these particular safe houses in Washington, D.C., and it lines exactly up what God is telling the church across the world about prepare for 90 days. More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Big and beautiful this morning, John Ramos.
Hey. Hello.
We were on a stage ministering, I don't know, a couple hundred men, feed them spaghetti, ministering the gospel. And we're talking about, I think, racial reconciliation or something. And I said, man, I said, you're beautiful. And all of his masculinity was risked. 200 men, he's like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm like, dude, I'm not really telling the truth here. You're not beautiful. No, I'm just trying to make up for the height difference and everything, you know. But seriously, I'll remember that. You're like, oh, my goodness, beautiful. Yeah, I meant that in a masculine. Isn't he though?
Thank you. Thank you.
He's got glamour shots. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Really?
Ian, I'm so sorry. We're getting to our list. This is where we're going.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you for the list, Ian. Thank you.
Welcome to Christian Television Network across the world. You got to see John's glamour shot.
No glamour shots. No glamour shots.
They're all glamour shots. He waits like a long time.
I forgot,
for
really? You know, you were like, oh, please.
Ian, get back to Ian's list.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT. Light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Can you imagine how shocking that is? I mean, if you love your fellow believer and you love the people you fellowship with and you're starting to see how vulnerable they were, you know, you think that everybody's safe. But, you know, I'm coming, you know, I spent many years in law enforcement. The truth is we have police officers because they look after us. They patrol our neighborhoods. The reason why we can sleep at night is because deputies get in their cars and they don't sleep. There was one time I did. No, I'm messing with you. No. And so we got to begin to patrol, not in a religious way, but for safety. You know, little Bobby, little Jennifer. I mean, think about this. Your pastor is preaching. He's pouring his heart out to you. Who's watching his back? Who's watching her back? Who's watching their wife? Who's watching their kids? When all the kids go off to some other place, maybe is it secure? I mean, who's amongst you? We have this whole concept of this American gospel that we got to push that out and bring back the biblical gospel. It's like people feared coming amongst the church.
Yeah.
And today this concept is about bring anybody and everybody in. And it's like, but the church is actually not a organization, it's not a building, it's a body of believers who follow Jesus Christ. So it's not bring everybody into the church. You can say bring everybody, you bring the church into the building, and then you would be saying, and bring everybody who's not the church around the church. You know, my billboard out there is like, hey, bring a wolf in today, you know. And it's like, and look what was going on. And it's like, yeah, we want to win people, and everybody does it that shows up at our gatherings aren't necessarily a believer. But there should be an expectation that, you know, you should do no harm while you're here. Right. You should harm no one.
Right.
You should harm no one, you know, here in this block. We have a responsibility,
and,
yeah, right?
And if people do pop up and begin to do something, I mean, that's why we're...
What does that mean? What
do you stand up in the middle of a meeting, a service, in the congregation. You know, that's why we're sharing this, because we want to be able to shed some light where we can begin to start thinking about ways that we can strategize and be prepared in the event something like this was to happen. But you don't want to have the Lone Ranger approach.
Well, it is happening. And we have several reports on the torch where, you know, people went in, and if it wasn't for a member of that church that had a licensed concealed weapon according to the Second Amendment, they would have kept on doing it. But they put an end to that
situation.
Massacre.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. The thing is, you don't want to get up and start putting your finger in people's face because you don't know what they have. You know, the kind of Lone Ranger approach. We talked about a segment on the program about not being the hero complex, being careful that you're not stepping into a place where you try to become a hero, because heroes die too.
Well, of course, the hero complex is about, you know, the Second Amendment and carrying a concealed weapon. It's amazing how Barney Fife in his one bullet. I was watching Barney Fife last night.
Really?
Oh my goodness!
You were doing what?
No. I was watching. Mayberry or something. And so, yeah, and he walked up on a bank robbery. Mm. And I forgot, you know, so he has a swing holster. Anybody deputy knows in the past, swing holsters are like the most stupidest thing you could ever get because you can't, it just swings instead of pulls your gun out. And he just happens to walk up on a bank robbery. Uh-huh. Right? And so all of a sudden, because this is the hero complex, because obviously, you know, Barney was not a hero, but the fact he had a gun, he felt like a hero. He had a gun and one bullet. Because they only trusted him one bullet, but he couldn't keep it in his gun. He actually had to keep it in his pocket. So here he was outside this bank door, and he's tugging and pulling on this holster trying to pull it out. And I couldn't figure out, why was he getting in his pocket? He was getting in his pocket trying to pull the bullet out to put in his gun to go in the bank. And it's like, is that you? I mean, are you like Barney Fife in regards to you're really not a hero because you got a gun? You know, you think that now you're invincible. And the truth is, in the hero complex, you got to listen and watch that segment. On the VFN Torch, you can actually see it right here. It's right there on the VFN Torch. And it's important to listen to it because there is a survey done for individuals that says because they had a gun, they felt more competent, they felt more capable, they felt stronger, and all these different, you know, mindsets. And the truth is like you're the same person you were before you had the gun.
Exactly.
So if you're a highly intelligent, articulate, and wise, now you're highly intelligent, articulate, and wise with a gun. If you were ignorant, stupid,
right.
With no wisdom,
cool, right.
Without a gun, you're still ignorant, stupid, and no wisdom without a gun. That's important to understand because the guns do not equalize us.
Man, that's so good.
And because imagine this, you're in it, you say, that's right, I'm going to prepare myself, and you're not going to talk to your pastor, you're not going to talk to the board, or the group, or the elders, or anything, you're just going to do it yourself, and you're going to sit there, and you're Second Amendment packing, right? Ooh. And something goes down, it's just a visitor, but something goes down, and you're all of a sudden, you know, something goes wild, and you think you're going to draw down, but you don't understand, there's other people there that's probably packing too, because of Second Amendment. And so what you have is when somebody says man with a gun and they look around, you're not going to look like a hero to them. You're going to look like the man with the gun.
That's right.
So more details are about that in the hero complex. Same thing in malls or anything else. But in regards to get a plan, get with your local law enforcement. I'm telling you, your local sheriff is a key person. Your local sheriff and chief of police, but your local sheriff has a plan for your church. They'll tell you, walk you through things that you can do, can't do. And they'll be glad that you're, you know, policing and taking care That's of right. the people that are there. Remember the parking lots and, you know, people traveling back and forth. But there's going to be a season. We can definitely say it's going to be 90 days. But it's probably going to be a greater season than that. But a period of time that we got to have a plan. I know that when we helped out during Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Ivan, that a lot of the churches in Waveland, Mississippi, and in Gulfport, Mississippi, mm-hmm. and New Orleans, mm-hmm. New Orleans, that they didn't have a plan. They did not have a plan. You know what? Just like the water washes, you know, rubbish in the water, it just washed the church all over the place. And, you know, some of the reports are, you know, we're talking to Leo DeJesus there, mm-hmm. you know, Brother Leo there in New Orleans and Gretna, and he says that people are still scattered today.
Wow.
They never came back. And the thing is because we just assumed it's all going to be stable and connected. And it's real simple to do. This is what you do. You go, look to the person next to you on the pew or the chair, and depending, I guess, you know, or the coffee house behind me or the couch, and just say, hey, how are you doing? Mm. What's your name? This is my name. You know, where do you work at? How are you doing? And just get to, he said, whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do to Jesus. It's like build Koinonia loving relationships with the body of Christ, and love will hold us together when organizations can't. Begin to find out about their kids. Begin to find out about where they live and where they work and that type of thing. And you know what? Despite what happens to any kind of structure, we can go find Jennifer. You know, mm-hmm. so we can go find Bobby Joe.
That's
right. You know, we can find Stanley because we know their life. Mm-hmm. We're not dependent on an organization to hold us together. I love him. I love her. Therefore, I will find them. And I will look for them. And Jesus says when one goes away from the 99, Jesus will actually leave the 99 to go after the one. But we can't do that if all of a sudden when the hurricane hit in Katrina in New Orleans, that I mean, they were all over the place. Houston, they were in Baton Rouge, they were in all over the
Texas. Everywhere.
I mean, all over different places, and it's like they'll never be, you know, together again, potentially staying in different places. But it's like, you know, we could have just got to know each other. And this is what we heard. The database went down. Mm. You think about it. If the database goes down today, would you even know your members? Would you even know the people in the same pew?
Wow.
And the thing about this is that's the most important thing we could do at this time. I really believe we're going through this because we don't know the person beside us. He says, whatever you do to the least of these. He says, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was sick, you visited me. But what would he say? He's like, I was hungry and I sat beside you at church. And you never even asked me when my stomach growled. You just assumed that I had a meal waiting for me. I was thirsty and I sat beside you in Sunday school and you never did ask me. You know, I was sick and you never did come and visit me. You didn't even know I was sick. You saw what I was at, but you didn't even come. Think about it. I think the Lord is saying, you know what? We got to get back to family again. It's the family of God under our Father God through our elder brother and Lord Jesus Christ. It's time for us to be family again. Organization won't hold us together. It is a good thing, but love will hold the church together. So I just want to encourage you today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This is VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. Light meaning the light of the world, not light like easy. We're doing that so that you can actually not be a part of that. Listening to VFN Radio may be your only light. Mm-hmm. It may be your only opportunity during a day that every news broadcast, every radio broadcast, every conversation is just dark. Mm-hmm. It's doubtful. It's this Hitler-like type conversations or Aryan-type conversations or Iranian or Muslim-type conversations or political, which is type conversations. Or you could listen to VFN Radio. And you're able to hear what's taking place, but then you can hear what God's word says about it, and you can get a perspective, and you go, hey, I can know things without being terrified. I can. God has prepared me during this day to have a peace in the midst of whatever's going on. There's going to be a great harvest. We're believing and praying that God would bring a third great awakening to America, and a great awakening changes the DNA of the nation. They said Hitler's goal was to de-Christianize the church. And they wanted to infiltrate it with political people. And what do we have today? We have people who are very politically connected and into some different political parties, and they like the whole scheme of the thing. And then they're coming into the churches, and they're trying to de-Christianize it and make it more of a social justice movement. And that's what's taking place right now. Listen, I know this firsthand. And as a community organizer, I saw in my history, my past, that the church was being infiltrated by men and women who weren't Christians, and the church was just letting them come in to do social justice movements. You got to hear that. We have to understand this. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. VFN Radio gives you that knowledge and that wisdom and that light. Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
Thank you for watching VFNTV, where we're keeping the conversation light. This is Kamal Saleem, and God bless you.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Make sure you catch us on our next program coming up this week that we're going to be having a they're imprinting India. They're scanning their retinas. They're taking their fingerprints so you get rid of all physical ID. You know, 1 point ever how many billion folks, and they're happily doing it. And we'll have more on that in our next program. Make sure you catch that, because that is the future desire of mankind, is to be able to track.
Yes.
It's only, you know, they just want to do you a favor, but that's right. Coming up.
Always.
So here you have, you know, you have James and K.H.R. Bradford coming to the Pensacola area, the Gulf Coast area, the glory zone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're just going to look for a house. They're looking for a house, and they go through. If you're in the Florida, Pensacola area, there's an area, you know, down close to the city, and they were looking for a house, and you won't believe what they ran into. What they ran into, you're about to hear it. We're going to let them tell the story, but it is shocking that our leaders that we elected to go represent us are doing this without telling us.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, listen to what allegedly is being reported, what's taking place in Washington, D.C. Watch.
Well, hello, everyone. We wanted to just share. We entered into Pensacola early this week on Tuesday, and Wednesday we decided to just look around a neighborhood we'd heard a little bit about. So we pull up to a home that had a for sale sign, and we, you know, just going to walk around and kind of look in the windows. And a gentleman comes out and says, "Hey, do you guys want to look in? You know, come on into the house. Let me show you around." He was basically renovating the entire property, and he had fixed everything back down to the studs. And he starts talking to us, and, you know, he says, "What brings you to the Pensacola area?" And we start talking about, you know, just the ministry and Vine Fellowship, and, you know, that God is pretty much calling us to the area. And he says, "Oh, are you all in Christ?" And, you know, we said, "Yes, we're Christians." And he said, "Oh, okay." So then he starts talking to us about what brought him down to Florida and what he did before. And before coming here, he worked for military buildings and building
secret high security clearance buildings for government officials in Washington, D.C.
Yes, right. And so he was a carpenter for this company for about 30 years, and he said that the jobs that he got were top secret, and basically the other construction workers on the team with him would be all the Christians. They would recognize each other, and then or men of high integrity. And then when they got down to finishing these certain projects, it would really be just the people who were Christians and a very small team of them. And what he said he was doing was building these government buildings that pretty much could withstand for about 90 days without anyone having to leave that property. So they were basically safe houses that they were building, really high security, very tight, you know, with everything they would need for about 90 days without anyone having to leave for anything. And he said, believe it or not, the government knows what's coming. They are building these buildings in preparation for what's coming. And he said, it says really a shame that they're not telling people or making anyone aware of this, because they know that they need these safe houses. And he said that it's when you hear the people who are printing the money tell you that it's not backed or it's not based on anything and that they will need these type of safe houses, he said it's pretty scary. And he was ready to get out, cut all ties. He was doing this in the Washington, D.C. area up in the northeast side of the country before coming down to Pensacola to work construction to retire here in Pensacola. So he said that the government knows they're building these safe houses, tight security, and they're preparing to survive for about 90 days without any type of outside resources.
Trying to survive 90 days without any resources. Mm. If you've been listening and watching VFN TV, listen to VFN Radio, that's what the Lord had told us. We've been sharing that. If you haven't heard yet, it's totally available for all of our partners. You know, it's, everything is a thank you. You know, prudent preparation, that's there for you. There's prophecy where God is foretelling this is going to happen, that you need to prepare for 90 days, because a time is coming when you're going to have to wait 90 days for things to kind of settle down a little bit. But the purpose of the church preparing for 90 days is so we can go help people during 90 days, not so we can just store up a bean or something and, you know, I got mine. But it's compared to, you know, if you're flying on an airplane and they tell you, the steward or stewardess says, you know, if in fact you have these oxygen masks descend, put the oxygen mask on yourself first and then help your child. because you might not survive to be able to help your child. So if you love your child, they're telling you, then you got to put it on yourself first because you're not going to be there. That's what we're talking about. And we went to Morning Star and went to the summit where all this prophetic gathering, where we're together there. The very same words were given in the context of that. Now, this is the shocker. I mean, there's been a lot of shocks. I mean, I think one of the biggest shock waves of all is what birthed. Is like our government, according to this, if this is true, our government employees, the government officials, and you need to ask your these are your representatives. Understand, this is not a dictatorship. So you can ask your congressman, you can ask your senator, you can ask your president, you can ask your state legislators. I mean, not state legislator, but your House of Representatives. Ask them. Are you building safe houses that has everything in them that you can last for 90 days because you're believing there's going to be a financial collapse, there's going to be uprising in the land? And they say, whatever their answer is, you know, listen to it. Then you say, now, are there times when you're told things that by law you're held to secrecy and you can't share it?
There you go.
So if they say no, but then they say the second question, yes, then that kind of gives your answer.
Absolutely.
Right there. It's really strange to me because if that's your representative that's being paid by your tax dollars to come and tell you what's going on in your government, you think at that particular point, you know, that they would need to let you know.
Absolutely.
If they want to be the representative again for the next term, you think they would need to know.
But, you know, here's the great thing is that God has already been sharing with us for years now these things that, you know, are happening. The question is, as the church, are we going to receive, you know, the prophetic words that the Lord is telling us? Are we going to take heed? Are we going to prepare? Or are we just going to ignore? Because the truth is that, I mean, I think this word came out, I remember you sharing this, almost 8-9 years ago. I mean, it was a long time. And people have the tendency to shelf things and just put things aside instead of taking heed and being prepared. And if they don't see a word come to pass in a week, you know what I'm saying, they just ignore it. But, you know, God's wanting us to remember these words, to take action on them so that we can be prepared. God's given us a gift called, you know, prophets, prophetic ministry for a reason.
Right. And a prophecy is basically, you know, and we all know in part and prophesy in part, so you're never going to hear some perfect prophecy. But you can hear, you can, you know, eat the chicken and throw out the bones, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can overhear an overarching word of what God is saying, you know, to the church when you have more than one source of what's going on. And God's been saying this for quite some time. And to encourage you, if you're the church, this is going to be the best of times for the church. It's going to be the greatest days for the true church, those that love Jesus, that have laid down their life, that picked up their cross to follow the Lord, that is or desires to be his disciple and wants to be a part of going into all the world and telling people about the awesome good news of Jesus Christ. I mean, it's going to be the you could say it's the pure church, but it's a pure mode of church. Mm-hmm. Because outside of Jesus Christ, there is no person that's, you know, all of our righteousness is filthy rags. But just like it's our vision is the vision of Christ in regards to, like, that's what we're called to do, you know, to tell people about the love of God and to watch the miracles and the power and just all these awesome things. But there is prophecy after prophecy. And what we did was, because we knew this day was going to come, that some people are going to need to eat quickly because they didn't eat their meals along the way. Right. And you're going to need to know, is this true? And what we did was we left up every prophecy. We left up, whether it's in writing, whether it's on radio, whether it's on TV, you go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com, and there is a menu choice for prophecies. And there's specific prophecies for America. And that we kind of narrowed them down so that you're not reading some prophecy over India or something.
Right.
And I really feel in the deepest parts of the core of my spirit that it's about to happen, because time is limited. You know, men and their schemes, and, you know, that's what he talks about in Ephesians chapter 4. Mm-hmm. I was like, men have deceitful schemes, and they're doing things against in the name of God. You know, I was like, yes, really? They are. Get over it. They are.
Right.
And so you know, they have a limited amount of time. I mean, you think about these evil rules like Pol Pot and Hitler and all these people that tried these things. It was great evil when they did it, but they did not last. It does not last. But there's massive loss of life during that time. They know there's times limited to do the evil that they do. But how many, you know, Hitlers have been stopped? How many Pol Pots, you know, and like in Cambodia have been stopped. How many of these, you know, how many, there's plenty of them that's been stopped. In America, the greatest generation and those that stood up in World War II and fought in World War I, fought for the freedom of the world, are these heroes that stood up and said that, you know, you can't take over the world, and then fought for freedom and then gave back and helped rebuild
the
nations. Yeah. It was just, you know, these are just, it's unheard of what America has done in those particular wars. And our government, based on what we're seeing from, and we're saying that not because it's just that one encounter, but we're just saying, you know, and that's the reason why, by the way, that James and Kachar Bradford were specifically in that city at that particular time because of that particular word that God told them that this is going to happen. And guess what? God had a messenger that waved them into the house that worked 30 years for the United States government, or a subcontractor for the government, he says, building these houses. And he said, just think about it. They're printing money that doesn't have any backing. And he listed a couple things they talked about. And he says, it's going to go. You know, that's what he's saying. It's just a matter of time. And you know, when you unplug somebody's iPhone, their cable, and their currency starts moving, people just assume, they're looking down.
Oh, yeah.
And they assume. And so you got to be able to pause. And remember, as the church, it's perfect time for us to begin to share the love of God and let people know you've been trusting in things. You've been trusting in your work of your hands. You've been worshiping, you know, idols and stuff like that. But don't worry about it. God's still here. He's just got your attention. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. And now you see all of your gods. Remember when Elijah said that? He says, choose who you're going to serve. Now you see your God doesn't answer, but my God answers by fire. And you look, you're about to see the fire of God just kind of not destroy the earth, but get the attention of earth. And all those things will begin to start falling. And it causes us to look up. And guess what happens? A billion souls reportedly entering the kingdom of God. Don't be sad. It's the best of times and the worst of times. The best of times will be the best times the church has ever seen. Reports are the government's building safe houses. We saw what happened with Pastor Hagee's church. Realize, let's just be wise. Let's just be smart. You can find out more details at VFNTV.com by going to the torch. God bless. And don't forget to catch our next program. We'll be talking about how they're fingerprinting and imprinting all of India. The mark's coming. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. I know you don't know a lot about football, Pat, but
right.
You know, I don't know if you know Tom Landry. He was a coach for Dallas,
right? The Cowboys. Right,
Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know that.
You are Googling up over there, aren't you? Anyway, so you're Googled up.
I'm Googled up.
Anyway, this is what he said. This is what he said. He said, you know, you have all these players, football players. For those that don't know, it's a football team, and they want to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the goal.
Oh, now you're looking like you know everything. Okay. So then they want to win the Super Bowl. And so, but he's the coach and he has to lead them to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He has to coach them. He has to get them. He has to help them work as a team because you cannot get it if you're not a team.
Right.
And you got to get together. Mm-hmm. And so he said this. He said, I have to get them to do what they don't want to do to have what they always wanted to have their entire life.
Right.
Isn't that powerful?
That is powerful.
The coach said this.
Coastlander said this. He says, I have to get these players to do what they don't want to do to have what they always wanted to have their entire life. And you have to understand, when it comes to the things of God, your flesh doesn't go, woohoo, I'm going to fast. You know, I'm not going to eat for a week, you know, it doesn't say, oh, this is so great, I'm going to deny what my flesh wants, you know.
Right.
And Jesus said in John 15 that we have to abide with him. We have to hang out, remain in him, spend time with him, you know, abiding with him, which means, you know, spending time with him, reading his word, hiding his word in our heart, listening to what he's saying or impressing on us to do and doing it. So we have to, and we do that, we can be fruitful, and we're called to be fruitful. But our flesh is sort of like, you know, Coach Landry's talking to our flesh, and he says, you know, and I'm saying, you know, to you that, you know, we're going to have to get you to do, your flesh to do what it doesn't want to do, so that your spirit man and your heart and your destiny, things that you always wanted to come to pass, would come to pass.
Right.
And we have a simple plan for you, a plan that begins to progressively take you on that journey, the same way that he was taking his football team. You can actually begin on a journey with Jesus Christ, that he will take you to a place into your destiny if you abide with him. Your flesh is going to go, no, I don't want to do this. But your spirit man is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. You know, everybody really wants their destiny in God like that. They want to walk with God, right, Pat?
That's right.
But you need a simple plan to do that. Mm-hmm. We have a simple plan for you. You can go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and you can read through that, request a free, a simple plan for free, and begin today. Just commit to 6 weeks. Commit to 6 weeks.
Right.
And just watch what God does. A set time, set place. All that's there for you. Simple little way to do it. No cost involved, just you, Jesus, your Bible, and a journal.
Right.
And you can find out more at iabide.org. That's iabide.org.